With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Israel-Iran truce announced by President Trump seems to be faltering. Israel accuses Iran of violating the ceasefire by launching missiles into its airspace, and it vows retaliation. Iran insists that it did not violate the truce, and President Trump, he sounds like he's had it with both sides.
I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
Correspondent Charles Deladez.
Explosions boomed and sirens sounded across northern Israel mid-morning on Tuesday after both Israel and Iran accepted the ceasefire plan. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz called the missiles a violation of the ceasefire and instructed Israel's military to resume the intense operations to attack Tehran and destroy targets. The shaky agreement was announced early Tuesday morning after Tehran launched a retaliatory limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Gata on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump is on his way to The Hague, scene of the latest NATO summit. The Israel-Iran conflict will be discussed along with Russia's war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be attending that summit. From the Midwest to the Northeast, extreme heat warnings are in place. A massive hot air dome sending temperatures into the triple digits across parts of the East. Combined with stifling humidity, it's a dangerous situation. The heat wave especially threatening because it's hitting big cities like Boston, New York, Philadelphia early in the summer, before people's bodies have had a chance to adapt to the extreme heat. On Wall Street, Dow futures 293 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham makes a big splash in the UK.
He preached a one-night gospel festival in London over the weekend, and the turnout was strong. The 15,000-seat venue was full to capacity, and several thousand more had to watch from outside. Graham told the crowd that, quote, "Since I last preached here 2 years ago, the world seems to be one step closer to Armageddon." But he added that while events seem to be spinning out of control, God is sovereign, and there is salvation in Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made the first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented an especially egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. In it, the new pope says it is urgent to root out in the whole church a culture of prevention that does not tolerate any form of abuse. And this is SRN News. A long secret network of historic tunnels 100 feet below the streets of London could be the city's next big tourist attraction.
Local authorities have approved plans to fill the site, originally dug as a World War II bomb shelter, with an intelligence museum and an interactive World War II memorial. The tunnels served as a base for wartime sabotage unit, the Special Operations Executive, and later housed the Cold War phone hotline between Washington and Moscow. Now they've been sold to a group of investors with ambitious plans. Chief Executive Angus Murray says the site's mix of history and heritage and novelty makes it a unique draw. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to restart swift removals of migrants to countries other than their homelands. It was a 6-3 ruling by the nation's highest court. More details at srnnews.com.